boys and girls of every age. Would you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween.
Hey folks, this is Rich Outfield, and this is Chef Fake Sean Connery, and this is the podcast
that dares not speak its name.
Oh, wow, that's at the same time. What is it they used to say? You owe me a Coke?
Nobody says that anymore. You sound like an old fuddy-duddy.
And fuddy-duddy is something that young people say. If I got this episode done in time, it's right around Halloween. In my estimation, the greatest day of the year.
Wouldn't you agree, Sir Fake Sean Connery?
Well, until they invent a shag and octogenarian day, I suppose. Halloween's not so bad.
As at the time of recording this, Halloween is just right around the corner, and I'm sort of knee-deep in doing a Doonstief Halloween episode. It's sort of taking up... Well, it's not taking up a lot of my time, but I'm worried about it because, well, it's ambitious. I don't know if it's ambitious.
You don't know much, do you?
I really missed having these episodes with you in the room. I should have done this as a Rish Outcast. Maybe I'll just grab this, go out to the car and do that.
No, speak your mind. Come on, lad. Can't believe you've not developed a thicker skin by now.
You know, I can't believe that either. Weird. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. But, you know, I wanted there to be some episode of my podcast. It occurred to me that I had a story that I could present. And, yeah, it's possible you've heard it before. Not heard it. You've read it before. But I don't believe anybody has ever heard it in audio. So I'm going to do a story called Trick. Although, in the back of my mind, I feel like I've already presented that.
You've already done this story.
So you think so, too?
No, I just... Look, I know what you know, all right? There's nothing I know that you don't know, or vice versa. I'm going to get a drink.
All right, I guess I chased him off. The thing is, I'm almost certain... that there was an episode of the Rish Outcast for this story. And I looked, and there was nothing. So, I'm going to go ahead and present it. It's short. This episode will have to be short, because I need to get it out in time for Halloween. So, Trick. Enjoy.
Trick. I had volunteered to take my daughter trick-or-treating tonight, leaving her mother to try to get some work done at home, which I knew would probably be impossible with all the shouting, doorbell ringing, and knocks at the door. And I much preferred facing those costumed hordes out in the fresh air. We had started out just as it got dark, admiring the lovely orange and pink sunset on the horizon. It had been fun to see Caitlin approach houses, ring doorbells, then freeze when someone answered, only remembering to say trick-or-treat every third or fourth doorstep. But now it was getting old. Even though we had not walked far, and I had gotten to eat two of her Reese's peanut butter cups, and a mini Butterfinger. We gradually made our way down the block, and now I just stayed on the sidewalk, no longer listening to make sure she said thank you at every house. She trudged back to my side.
"Those guys were giving out toothbrushes instead of candy," she complained.
"That's pretty funny," I said, wondering if a dentist lived there or just somebody who'd watched their own children gorge themselves on sugar one year too many. I took Caitlin's hand and we headed down the street again. My daughter stopped.
"I don't want to go there," she said,
pointing at an ugly little house that had no decorations outside or even lights on inside.
"It's haunted."
Right, I said, humoring her. "Or worse, they don't celebrate Halloween." I shivered in mock fright. Caitlin's best friend Karen's parents were like that, insisting the holiday was a disgraceful pagan waste of money, which may have been why my kid had agreed to come with me tonight, instead of another squealing first grader. Caitlin had no clever reply to my comment, which is how I liked it. We kept walking. There were other children wandering the streets, usually in little groups, and I recognized a couple of other parents as well, two of whom asked me where my costume was. Apparently it was a new law that adults needed to dress up in support of their children, though I wouldn't have known how to match my kid's costume, Riley, the girl from Inside Out, even if I had wanted to. Which I didn't. There was also a house or three that insisted on giving me a piece of candy, too, and I wasn't about to complain about that. I had to wait even longer for Caitlin to come back from the house at the end of Locust Lane, and started checking my phone for more naked celebrity photos. After another minute of waiting, the corner of my eye caught her stepping up to me, and I quickly stuck the phone back in my pocket. The girl took my hand as we started toward the next house. I was glad to be moving on. Something in the air smelled bad. "Okay, only a few more doors, then we're done," I said to my daughter, expecting an argument. I was pleased she didn't complain. Up ahead, the old bed and breakfast on the corner had decorated with a pirate theme. Maybe I should have decorated our house, or at least put in the blacklight bulb I knew I had in the closet somewhere. It all just seemed like so much work, and there was so much in my life right now trying to draw my attention, both for enjoyment and obligation, that I hadn't gotten around to it. "Jeez, your hand is cold," I observed. It had been warm tonight, especially for late October. I wondered if I should have grabbed her a jacket. As we passed under a streetlight, I happened to look down. It was not Caitlin. The thing holding my hand was once a little girl, probably, but was now a moldering, stinking corpse. Decay and cake-like dead skin covered its very visible skull, and even though its eyes had long since rotted away, it turned its head in my direction and looked up at me.
"You'll be my daddy now,"
I heard it say, as the stench of a shallow grave began to overpower me. It doesn't shame me to admit that I began to shriek then, on the corner of Locust and Chenugana Avenue, flailing and trying hysterically to get away from the thing that clutched me. It held on with a very unchildlike grip, but my terror and revulsion enabled me to break free. The creature met my eyes again, a sniffling sound coming from its eaten-away nose as I took two steps back. It was not hard to read disappointment in its posture.
"Dad!"
a small voice said from behind me. I turned to see Caitlin stomping toward me, her white tennis shoes slapping the sidewalk in anger.
"You left me there? What the hell?"
It should have been funny to hear a 6-year-old talk like that, but I was no longer thinking clearly. I babbled, aware I was babbling, but not able to do anything about it. Behind me, a kid dressed as Ant-Man chased after a bigger kid dressed as Spider-Man. But there were no undead children, no reaching little girls. The smell of unburied corpse was gone, too. Caitlin reached me and gave me a punch in the hip that might have floored me had she aimed just a little bit better.
"Daddy, what's wrong with you?"
I didn't know what to say. Wouldn't it seriously upset her to explain what had just happened to me? And held up my hands to her in surrender.
"Ew,"
my daughter said. There were two maggots clinging to my palm. The end.
Okay, that was Trick. You can come back in now.
Not bloody likely.
All right, I guess it's just me again. Oh, I've never done this on the podcast that dares not speak its name, but on the Rish Outcast, there's a little game I like to play, which is say it with me, folks.
It's not a great story.
No, it isn't. In fact, I guess I say that too much. I have a friend who went through all of the Rish Outcasts that had stories. And he gave me like a ratio. I don't know what you call it. There were 14 story presentation episodes, after which I said, it's not a great story. And there were 5 that I didn't. And that to me was really interesting, because he kept track of which ones that I didn't do that on. And it's weird, because there were a couple of stories that I think are pretty good that I said are not great stories. And at least one that is certainly not great, where I didn't say it. But oh well. This story is, you know, I've shared things before, you know, things that used to be screenplays, things that were drabbles, things that I wrote for contests. At least one that was an audio drama, I believe. And then, you know, squished, expanded, whatever you want to call it. Oh, you know, that reminds me. Never mind. Getting off track. I guess I need Sir Fake Sean to be here with me to keep me where I'm supposed to be. But he's gone. I was going to ask him about his favorite Halloween memory.
Shagging Sophia Loren in a big plastic pumpkin.
Well, I guess he was listening. I think I wrote this 2 years ago. In 2014, I wrote it on Facebook as a Facebook post. And I had taken my nephews out for trick-or-treating. I don't know if my niece was there or not. I've got 2 nephews. Well, they're 3 years apart. So 2 years ago, the little one would have just turned 4, and he just couldn't keep up with the one that was 7. And so I think my sister took one of them, and I took the little one. It's hard to remember what actually happened that night, because, as I said, I wrote this on Facebook that night, you know, this creepy little experience that I had, and posted it. And then somebody, I mean, you know, it might be people are friends with me on Facebook that aren't fans of the Dune Steve or don't actually know me. But somebody responded, "Did this really happen?" And I think somebody else said, "You have a daughter?" So, I don't know. I mean, in some ways, they're like, "Wow, ooh, did this really happen?" is flattering. But doesn't matter. Shoot, I don't have anything more to say. I mean, I've only been recording for 5 minutes. Okay, so I wrote it in 2014, anticipating that I would publish it in 2015. And so, yeah, that's something that I remember, is that I looked to see what movies were coming out the next summer, so that I could guess what costumes would be popular. And so I had Ant-Man. I know I referred to Ant-Man. And then I referred to Inside Out. But, you know, I thought that Riley, the little girl in Inside Out, would be the main character. We didn't know, you know. Instead, it's joy and sadness and anger and lust. Schadenfreude. Scheiße Essen, you know, all of these wonderful emotions that run rampant in a child's brain. Ah, boy, I don't know. I just remember I would walk my nephew down the sidewalk, then, and he would be holding my hand, and then I'd be like, "Okay, go up to that one." He'd go up and, you know, say trick or treat or whatever, and I'd just stand sort of waiting on the sidewalk. Then he'd come back and immediately take my hand again, which was nice. And I'm trying to think, we went out and it was warm. I think it was the warmest Halloween on record, because I remember in the past Halloween being just miserably cold. Every once in a while there's snow on Halloween, I mean, but it's never warm. But we had basically the Halloween they had in E.T., and I remember seeing that as a little boy and just thinking that was marvelous, amazing. The idea that people were going, well, partly people were going trick-or-treating during the day, which I couldn't even conceive of. But we certainly did in the year that I wrote this story. Because, you know, as a 4-year-old, you don't want to stay out too late, and I don't know. Anyway, I was just standing in the street or on the sidewalk watching him go up the stairs and do his trick-or-treat things. And I got this idea of, because he would come back and he would take my hand, which I thought was neat. And yeah, I got this idea of something else taking my hand. And it's not much. It's not anything more. I guess it's flash fiction, but it's almost a drabble. Jeez, let me look and see how many words it is. Yeah, it's 116 words. So it'd be way easy to knock 16. Oh, no. Never mind. It's 905 words. It was on page 116. 905 is way more than a drabble. Sorry. I don't know. I already had the chorus say it's not a great story, but I don't have any issues with this. It's just, it's, I almost want to say it's a cute story, but, you know, I don't suppose I write many cute stories. I just, oh, gosh, I love Halloween. And for years, as you probably know, if you've listened to the Doonstief or if you listen to me, I would try and write a scary story for Halloween. And this month, it's not going to happen, I don't think. Maybe if I finish the Doonstief episode early, or if I get stuck somewhere. Oh, it's always nice. So like today, that same nephew, who is now 6, had a dentist appointment. And I was going to take him. I was just like, oh, hey, where's the dentist appointment? And my sister said, no, it's all right, I'll take him. She had me go and get the other boy from school, the one that didn't have the dentist appointment. But the thing is, I would have enjoyed taking him and being in the waiting room at the dentist's office because maybe I get some writing done. I like that. I like being stuck somewhere where there are a few distractions, where I just have to wait, because I will write a lot of times. And yeah, I've done very badly with writing recently. And just in the last couple of days, I've tried to get back on the horse, as they say. Do they say that? If Sir Fake Sean Connery were here, he'd say something about back on the brunette or something, but he does appear to be gone. I love Halloween, and I love a lot of the trappings, and, you know, I don't mind buying candy. Although what I usually do is I get candy the day or two after Halloween when it's considerably clearanced. Then it just sits around until the next year, and that's what I give out. So it's like, oh my gosh, rock hard gum or rock hard Skittles or rock hard. They installed a fountain at the mall just the other day. It seems like such a waste of money, but oh well. There's a fountain that has lights in it, and it has all these different jets to spray water at different angles and different heights, and there are lights in the jets so that it looks like it's green water that it's spraying, and now it's red water that's spraying, and orange and yellow and all this. I'm sure it cost a fortune. And it was me and my buddy Jeff and a lady were all that was there to watch the fountain on the first day. Now, I guess they had unveiled it 15 minutes before that, so maybe there were more people and they left. But standing there 15 minutes after they'd turned it on for the first time, there were just the three of us. And my first inclination was to say, boy, this is really, really lame. But then they started playing Michael Jackson's Thriller with the jets and the lights syncopated with the song. And it was, you know, I'm sure it was for Halloween they were playing Thriller, and my complaints fled. It was no longer lame. I mean, it still was, but what can you do? Halloween is neat. See, now I'm thinking that it would be a shame if I didn't write an October scary story this month. So I'm going to go ahead and finish this episode up, and I'll post it. I'll try and post it right before Halloween. But in the description of the episode, in the show notes, I guess, as we call it on the Dune Steve, I don't do show notes on my show, I'll say whether I wrote a story or not. And so, wish me luck. Oh, hey, Sir Fake Sean Connery. Sir Sean. He is gone. Dang it. The podcast that that dares not speak its name is produced under
under a Creative Commons Attribution No Derivatives 3.0 license. And that means you can share it with your friends, your enemies, and your lovers. But you can't take credit for it, you can't sell it, and you can't change the file. Thank you for listening, and happy Halloween.
All right, we're going to do This Is Halloween. Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see this our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween, everybody make a scene. Trick or treat, till the neighbor's gonna die of fright. It's our town, everybody scream. In this town of Halloween, I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red. I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
Halloween. In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that trash can, man handing. How you'll scream.
This is Halloween, red and black and
take a chance and roll the dice.
Everybody scream!
Everybody scream!
In our town, Marty, I am the clown.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
I can't do it. It's just too stupid. Good night, everybody. And it's weird that I can't remember. See, because in the story, isn't it a daughter? Hell, I should probably record that right now.
Ah, you godly righteous man.
What?
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Tender lumplings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.